Good evening and welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that is all about you. As you know, we're live every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am the host, four-time Olympian, author, motivational speaker, and businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. You can tweet at Joetta Olympian. You can send us emails to joettaevents@yahoo.com, or you can call to be part of the show. 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. Call, text, tweet, however you communicate with your friends, tell them Checking In with Joetta is live, and we need you to be part of this show. This show is interactive, and we will discuss topics with business and financial leaders, educators, sports legends, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. Again, this is Checking In with Joetta, the show that is all about you. Call in 646-787-1680. Bundle up, buckle down, and be here from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am the host, and without you, we have no show. So if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. 646-787-1680. Good evening and welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Welcome to this Wednesday, Checking In with Joetta Live, and we have a great show for you. As always, we will talk about topics that make you feel good. There are no excuses for you not to work out and to feel good and to exercise. So that's what we will talk about this evening. 20 minutes to get in shape, 20 minutes to work out, 20 minutes to exercise. You have no excuses. I know you're thinking that I want you to work out for 1 hour or 2 hours, but the reality is we should work out about 60 minutes a day. But with our hectic schedules, I'm going to talk to someone that will talk to you about exercising for at least 20 minutes, and he's going to also talk to you about how to keep your body in shape and how to rehab and do a lot of different things that will make you healthy and keep you in good spirits and healthy as well. And if for some reason something happens to you along the way, if you rupture your Achilles, tear your hamstrings, if your shoulder gets dislocated, he can't help you if you have a sore, broken heart. He can't help you from that, but he can help you get back in shape and get back out there to work out. Yes, do you have 20 minutes? I hope you do, because that's all you need to work out. This show is for 1 hour, so we need you to be part of the show. 646-787-1680 is the call-in number, and you can tweet at Joetta Olympian. We also receive emails at joettaevents@yahoo.com. And when we come back from these commercials, we'll be live with Kerry Iunu. He has an MS and he is an exercise physiologist. We'll be back to talk to Kerry and to have you on the line as well to answer all of the questions you might have to ask of him. Again, 646-787-1680 is the caller number, and we look forward to hearing from you shortly.
Would you care to duel?
No. How about we throw down?
Hey, sports fans. By now, you've heard all about the hottest thing in fantasy sports. Weekly and daily leagues with no season-long commitment that pay out real cash every day. Now, you got to try FanThrowdown.com, where drafting your team and collecting your cash in the same day is a snap. We're the only site that tells you who's hot and who's not, making it easier to build your roster and giving you a better chance to compete. But don't take my word for it. Come see for yourself why those who are looking to double their money are choosing Fan Throwdown over the competition. Look, you got to sign up today for a free shot at our football championship, $500,000, and a trip for two to the NFL's biggest game. Plus, we'll give you up to $300 free if you deposit today. So go to FanThrowdown.com right now and deposit using promo code THROWDOWN. That's FanThrowdown.com, promo code THROWDOWN.
You mean to say it's not a duel?
No. It's a throwdown!
resolution, day one. I had my first yoga class. I was asked to take off my socks, then promptly told to put them back on. Day three, did a pose with a leg behind my head. It took two instructors to untangle me. Day five, today was hot yoga. Must remember never to wear white shorts again.
Stop the torture. Pita Pit has your resolution solution. 10 tasty pitas under 500 calories. Pita Pit, fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We have Kerry Aunu, who will be joining us on the show this evening, and we have a lot to talk about, so I'm glad that you're here to be part of this fantastic show. As I often say, if you're not on the line, then we have no show, but we have a lot of people online, and the next voice you will hear on the line will be Kerry Aunu. Welcome to the show, Kerry. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Joanna. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for joining us this evening, and you're going to shed some light about physical therapy, about working out within 20 minutes. So often we hear that we have to work out a little bit longer, but we're going to just give some tips on how you can get in shape and feel good about yourself, burn some calories within 20 minutes, and we have no excuses. But if for some reason they hurt themselves, you're going to also give them some ideas on what they can do to get themselves back out there and getting healthy. But before we do that, we're going to kind of talk to you a little bit and find out more about Kerry Aunu. You have an MS in exercise physiology, and we're going to find out a little bit more about your interesting background, where you're from, how did you get started in exercise physiology, and most importantly, exactly what is it? So without further ado, can you just tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and I know that you hail in Atlanta right now. We're going to get into what you're doing as your profession. But can you just kind of walk us through your path to becoming a physical therapist?
Sure. Well, despite the accent that might come out when I say certain words, I'm actually from Decatur, Georgia. I grew up in Atlanta. And then after graduating high school, I took off to England, where I also have family. And I ended up working and completing a bachelor's and eventually a master's degree over there. I ended up originally kind of taking interest in this field. I grew up playing a lot of sports and would spend as much time as I could being outside with a ball, or baseball was my sport, so I 9 times out of 10 had a bat in my hand. However, about the time I got into high school, as with a lot of boys, there's a huge dropout rate when it comes to sports because of, raging hormones, and focus is just drawn elsewhere. Eventually, by the time I got back into a high level of sports, I'd been left behind by those who weren't distracted. I still continued to play sports, but because I did like the atmosphere and the camaraderie of sports teams so much, the closest way I felt to get back involved in that was to be a team doctor or trainer. And that's what kind of sparked my interest. So I used that passion for sport and converted it into discovering the knowledge and theory behind exercise and injury. And it just kind of started from there. And I went and got my bachelor's. And like a lot of things, you start to learn something and you just kind of you run with it. And that's basically what I've done.
Well, I think that you're selling yourself short, basically, what you've done. You've done a lot more than that. The basic fact that you were able to transcend and from being on the field and now helping those to maximize their skill sets athletically, that's very
right.
Awesome.
Originally, because of the sports, I ended up going into sports therapy in the beginning. And I got the degree in sports therapy, and then I went into work with, after that I started to work with normal demographics, and eventually I went to seek out a master's in the sports therapy field. The way I did it, by doing sports first, I feel is the best way, because it's kind of like you work with such high-end athletes and mechanics and people who are absolutely dedicated, and you learn from the top down. And then, like I said, I've learned that high end. and I've just kind of regressed exercises because, you know, even sports athletes get injured. And, you know, sometimes with really bad injuries, you have to take them, you know, as far down as you can, you know, just to moving a foot or moving a toe with very bad injuries. And then you have to work them back up to the point where they can actually perform on the field. And yeah, you just take that knowledge, and over time, you know, you're able to use it with older demographics. Or, you know, a shoulder injury is a shoulder injury on an athlete, the same as it is on a person walking down the street. And how you rehab is different. It's usually their talent and their ability that defines who is actually an athlete and who goes on and who just needs to, you know, needs their arm to do a day's work.
Well, when you talk about doing a day's work, we know that your skill sets are definitely needed, and you're currently working down in Atlanta, Georgia, and for the DeKalb Medical Center, and you are also have a health and wellness center, which you are the consulting director for that. And when you're at the DeKalb Medical Center, you are working with the exercise physiologist. So basically, you have your hands in many parts and pieces, but you're trying to make everyone healthy. At the medical center, are you dealing with high-level athletes, or are you dealing with it's a common person that has an injury and is trying to get back out there to walk and to go back to work?
No, for the most part, at the hospital, obviously being in a hospital, the demographic is a little bit older. Even if it's not an older demographic, sometimes it's people who, I see a lot of stroke patients, cardiac patients, just people who have, you know, some people just haven't grown up with exercise their whole life, and they just need to, they just need a level of fitness, whether it's, you know, they need to climb, you know, some people just need to climb a set of stairs to get to their apartment. Some people, you know, need shoulder strength to put a jar in the cabinet. You know, it could be anything as simple as that. I don't, at this point in time, I don't really deal with too many athletes. And sometimes, again, it is specific musculoskeletal injuries. In older age, there are a lot of people who end up tearing their rotator cuff, or balance becomes an issue as you get older. And some people, I need to improve their balance, and then others, I need to actually rehabilitate them after they've had a fall. Speaking of a specific client right now, she actually lost her balance and ended up falling and breaking a bone in her wrist, and I've helped rehab her from that. So it's dealing with a range of things, but typically the demographic is a little bit older.
But, you know, there's one thing you mentioned, because in dealing with my friends that are kind of may not be older, but we are older than some of the younger 20 and 30-year-olds out there, we tend to have injuries as well. So even though your demographic may be older, the rehab part is if someone in their 30s or 40s or 50s, if they tear their Achilles or pull a hamstring, or you mentioned a rotator cuff or neck injuries, hand injuries, you're still able to rehab them as well. Is that correct?
Oh, well, of course, you have to. You know, obviously, if you leave an injury, it just gets worse. It's actually called the cumulative injury cycle. And what happens is when you actually have an injury and you end up leaving it, you have a response from your body, which you feel pain, but after your body responds to it, it releases inflammatory hormones and things that will end up killing the pain. Eventually, what will happen is you will develop alternate movement patterns. And for a short while, you might think that you're actually okay from it, until, you know, you end up making one wrong movement or something puts stress in a way that your body wasn't designed to take it, and then you will feel it again. And what a lot of people don't do is they don't go ahead and rehabilitate it. They just continue to go in that cyclical pattern round and round and round, and eventually it will become debilitating. But, yeah, you do want to rehab these injuries as much as you can.
Well, before we go to a commercial, I want to ask a question. And then we'll let you think about doing this commercial break. When you're talking about dealing with injuries and dealing with athletes and dealing with the regular population, Do you find that the who do you find that's easier to help with the rehabilitation process? I know as a full-time Olympian, I wanted to get back out there quickly, and I've been really fortunate not to have many injuries, but I did tear my obliques in a major car accident back in 1998, 2 years prior to the Olympic trials, and I will talk to you about my rehab, but who do you find that is one of the athletes or the common person, who do you think is easier to rehab, and give me your reasons as to why, and then I'm going to give you a little story about myself recovering from my injury and how I was able to be helped by someone, you know, that rehabbed me and kept me honest and true to getting better, not to just be able to compete at the Olympics, but just basically starting to walk again, because when you tear your obliques, as you know, that's a real serious issue because you can't move, you can't twist, step your knees up, and if I can't do that, you know what, Kerry, I can't run. So we have to really,
right.
That was a really tough time for me.
Yeah,
so what I'm
going
to do is take a commercial. When I come back, we'll be able to answer, you'll be able to answer that question, and then we're going to take some calls from the people that are on my lines. Again, the call number is 646-787-1680.
Channels to find what turns you on, including Major League Baseball, every team, every game.
Welcome back to Checking In with Joy, the show that's all about you. I'm live with Kerry Iuno. He is an exercise physiologist hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's here live with us talking about how to rehab, the importance of rehab, and how he got involved in this field. And, Kerry, I asked you a question before we went to break. Working with the common person and also working with the athlete, do you find that one segment is easier to rehab, or which has been your experiences with that?
Well, with either or, it's often a question of motivation, how motivated the athlete is to do what you tell them to do, and how motivated the person is to do what you tell them to do, all in the name of getting better. Athletes can sometimes be a little bit more difficult because they want to go in even though they're not ready. They might actually be at a level that's even better than a normal person, but not at the level where they're ready to compete on the field and put their body under so many stresses. And oftentimes that's what causes re-injury. However, with an athlete, the thing that makes it a little bit easier is you often have the carrot of competition, and you can give them that end goal. Oftentimes with people who haven't experienced competition or sports or anything like that, particularly when you get into, let's say, a month of rehabilitation, oftentimes it's hard to keep their focus for that long, or they can't see the reasons why you're giving them specific exercises that will eventually progress into something that becomes more functional. They both have the challenges, but ultimately athletes have that motivation of competition that is easier to lean on than the normal human or than the normal person.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me as an athlete. And I told you my situation with my obliques. I had to start all over again, learning to lift my leg up, forget about running. People were asking, well, when will you be able to run? I had to start all over again from walking. I will tell you, if I didn't have someone that was competent and kind of knew what my goal was, which was not to just be able to walk again, but to train at a higher level. And if they didn't push me, I don't know if I would have made that 2000 Olympic team. And you're right, there is a self-motivation. But I think together you make a great team. So to your point, I guess if you're working with your clients, be them athletes or a regular person, you have to have a good teamwork, and they have to believe in what you're telling them that it's going to work. So
yeah,
I'm going to take
right.
some. Okay, we have a delay here, so I'm going to take some calls, and you know calls, but I said the last digits of your number, I'm speaking with you. These calls are going to probably be for you, so I have you, Carrie, answer all of these questions, and we're going to go to caller 3885. Welcome to Check It In with Joanna. The show is all about you, and the question I want to ask you is, do you have 20 minutes to exercise?
Well, I guess everyone can have 20 minutes to exercise, but it seems like between work and my obligations with my family that sometimes exercise gets pushed to the back burner, to be honest. So that's something that I struggle with, which is why I love this topic.
Well, do you have a question for Carrie? He's an exercise physiologist, and Carrie, maybe you can help her along with her 20-minute segment as well, as far as trying to let her know when and how she can try and get some exercise in during the course of her day. And do you have a question for him as well, caller?
Yes. Carrie, I always want to work on my stomach and my abdomen, and I'm going in 4 months on vacation with my best friends, and I really want to look bikini ready, but I have to say, like, my stomach area is always a struggle. No matter where I lose weight, it just doesn't seem like I lose weight there. Can you give me any tips for that or workouts that I can do to really get definition in my stomach?
Sure. Core is always a subject that everyone wants to talk about. The best thing to remember is when you're trying to lose weight from particularly the stomach area is there's no such thing as spot training. So the body doesn't choose where it loses weight from. It might be that your body just prefers to hang on to the subcutaneous fat more around your stomach. However, saying that, what you want to do is focus on a huge total body workout and keep it intense. Your body is more likely to burn fat when you're doing intense workouts, or one thing that's become quite popular now is high-intensity interval training, so where you do short bursts of high-intensity exercises followed by a rest. So basically you're spiking your exercises and you're spiking your heart rate up and down. And in doing this, your body is more likely to dip into those fat stores, which it really doesn't like to let go, which is a primitive mechanism that the body still holds on to. And in doing so, you should be able to get your body bikini ready. But the best thing to do is not try to focus on one area. Try to focus on the body as a whole, every aspect, whether it be arms, legs, core, look at your cardio, put everything into a whole. And if you need to break up your exercises into certain days, if you're going to be working out more than 3 to 4 times a week, then that would be beneficial for you.
Awesome. And is there anywhere where I can maybe see some of the workouts you put together? Or do you do plans, like online plans? Or is there anything that I can possibly get from you?
Yeah, so what I've actually done, being specifically for this segment with Joetta, that you do have 20 minutes to exercise, I went ahead and just put no frills, wrote it down on a piece of paper to show you that you don't need specific machines or any fancy equipment. You can do a quick 20-minute exercise, and I actually put that on my Twitter page, which is Kyri, K-Y-R-I, underscore Iannou, which is I-O-A-N-N-O-U. So if you go ahead and follow me, I've actually got the workout plan there, and that's a 15-minute exercise. So all you would need to do is maybe add 5 minutes of running, 5 minutes of stairs, and there's your 20-minute exercise right there.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kyri.
Not a problem.
Kyri, are you still on the line?
I am, yes.
I think I'll take a few moments. Oh, that's the best.
Joetta, can you hear me?
Hello, welcome to Checking In with Joetta. Caller 4060, are you there? Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, are you there? Okay.
I'm back again.
I don't know what happened. We had technical difficulties. So thank you very much for holding on with us as we went through everything. We were there for about 5 or 6 minutes, it appears. And so what I have to do, unfortunately, Carrie, is take a commercial break. I don't know why these lines would, but I got to take this break. I'm going to take one quick break because I must play this commercial. And then when I come back, we're going to try and get everything together again for you to speak to these callers because they are online and they want to hear what you have to say. But before I go to break, you did leave us with a Twitter. So could you please tell us your Twitter so they can go to that account to find out a 15-minute segment so they can work out?
Sure. It's at Kyri, K-Y-R-I, underscore Iannou, I-O-A-N-N-O-U. Again, that's at Kyri, underscore Iannou, which is Kyri, K-Y-R-I, underscore I-O-A-N-N-O-U. I've got everything there for you, so follow, and I'll be putting stuff up as far as diet plans as well shortly.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll come back for you to give them that information once again, but the most important thing is for you to go there now, and maybe if you visit his site right now, you will be able to ask him some questions when we come back after this break. The Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides education, evaluation, and assessments of sports injuries and sports-related cardiac and concussion screenings. To find out more about the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center, please visit barnabashealth.org/Moynihan, barnabashealth.org/Moynihan, or call 973-322-7913. That's 973-322-7913. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live with Kerry Iannou, and he wants to talk to you more about exercise physiology and also workouts that you can do in 20 minutes. We're going to take some callers right now, Kerry, so be ready to answer these calls. We're going to have to pretty much go kind of fast because we did have a little break with our phone lines, and so these calls are ready. Callers, we're going to ask you to be brief as we come to you. I'm going to mention the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then I'd like you to speak to Kerry. So here we go. Caller 4110. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Hi, Madam Olympian. Turn that down. Just curious, do you use the Alter G, Alter treadmill for rehab?
Kyri, that question is for you.
Do I recommend it? Yes, of course it has its place. Alter-G is obviously just taking away some of the forces as you start to rehabilitate. It's basically a way that you can do pool exercises without having to own or maintain a pool. So in that sense, it's nothing but kind of doing water exercises, which basically uses buoyancy to take the weight off of, let's say, a specific limb. I'll highly recommend that. And I have used water therapy in the past, and it is hugely beneficial.
Okay. Now, I have one other question. A long time ago, I heard someone say that it's better to actually pull the muscle than to actually have a strain, because if you strain it, it's harder to rehab it, whereas a pull, it's pulled and you just, and it heals quicker, faster. And with a strain, you'll always have it there. Is that true? Any truth to that?
Not necessarily. What you're actually referring to is two of the same things with different terminologies. Oftentimes we'll say, well, we pulled the muscle when in fact we've strained it, but we're referring to maybe a minor grade one strain. When you get into more serious strains, grade two and grade three, and obviously a complete rupture, which sometimes has to be surgically repaired, you get scar tissue being laid down as a protective mechanism. Scar tissue is, for the most part, inelastic, whereas your muscles need to be elastic. And bear in mind, I'm referring to these muscle fibers on a very microscopic level. So when you get scar tissue laid down and your muscles go to contract and then recoil back and stretch at times, the scar tissue doesn't allow that, and that's what can sometimes cause pain, re-tears, and can also not give you that flexibility that you ultimately need. But you are actually referring to the same things, just in different severities.
Different severities. Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. We call a 5815. Call a 5815. Welcome to Checking In With Joe Ed of the Show. That's all about you. Do you have a comment or question? Call a 5815.
Yeah, I was just listening to the show. Got cut off and I was back on. So I was just really tuning in to see what was going on. But I always have questions about the physiology and of the body. But I have a quick question. At what point does the event become what is denoted as aerobic? What distance?
So aerobic exercise is the events, I believe, would become aerobic. In physiology terms, aerobic exercise kind of takes place after your body starts working 30 seconds and then into a minute and beyond. Even your 200 meters, for the most part, is considered an anaerobic event. I believe probably as you, and I'm not an expert on the actual event side of things, but probably as you get into 400, 800 meters, that's when it becomes a little bit more aerobic. But as far as 100-meter sprint and your 200-meter, the body really doesn't utilize any oxygen from start to finish.
Okay. I want to comment. Thank you. I want to comment. Young lady was just on the line, and I heard something similar, but it wasn't with a muscle. I don't think it's a muscle. I had an athlete tear her, I guess they ripped her plantar fascia.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was good that it ripped or popped. Instead of tearing it, because now she won't need surgery. And that's a little different from what the young lady said, but I did hear that kind of stuff, so I was always interested in knowing if those statements were true, but her comment just made me go back and think about the comment that I have heard, too. And if you want to comment on that one, that's not a muscle, you can if not. I just wanted to make mention of it because I've always heard of that too. And thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, well, I'm going to take one more caller and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, try and see what your thought process would be on this. Caller 4778. Caller 4778. Welcome to Check It In. And with your head of the show, it's all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I do have a question. I had, plantar fasciitis in my feet, and I was just trying to figure out what can I do to help alleviate the pain.
So plantar fasciitis is a sheath that sits on the bottom of your foot, and oftentimes when we do a lot of running, particularly track and field athletes, you have little support in their shoes. compounded with the miles and miles that they put under their feet, that sheath ends up becoming tight. Basically, it doesn't want to flex anymore. The easiest way to fix plantar fasciitis is a preventative method. But if you have plantar fasciitis, what you can actually do is take the tennis ball, because it will be quite tender in the beginning, or maybe even something softer than that, and roll it between the ball of your foot and just as the heel starts. And you want to roll it all over. Because it's not a muscle, it can't be directly stretched, but you can put forces through it that will end up stretching it. Heat will obviously help a little bit as well. You don't really want to use cold on that area. Although cold will kill the pain, it will also cause the fascia to become a little bit more rigid. So any combination of rolling, so you know, you're going to start with a tennis ball, you can move to something like a baseball, and then you can end up actually standing on a broom handle and rolling it back and forth once you get it back to the level you need it to be. Other than that, you want to compound that with heat to loosen that area up.
Thank you so much for that advice. I'll implement that.
Not a problem. I hope it helps.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you as well. It seems that as I look at the different athletes, and we hear about, and this is a, I don't know if it's tricky or not, but we hear about different athletes doing blood testing and trying to find out the ways to enhance their performances. Some are using blood doping, and then some are using the lactate testing. Do you know much about the lactate testing, and what are your quick on that? And then the other thing would be the blood doping. How effective is that? We know we heard about Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France and how he had his medals and everything stripped, but what do you think about lactate testing, and do you think it's effective in athletes? Especially
with
professional athletes.
I can't say I'm too versed in the lactic testing, although I do know about blood doping and how that can be used to enhance performance. All athletes, psychologically will do anything they can to gain an advantage, whether. I shouldn't say all athletes, but a lot of them will do whatever they can. That's just their competitive mode within them. Unfortunately, it does work, and that's why they do it. Lance Armstrong went through great measures to hide what he did. You can see since they've clamped down, the Peloton in the Tour de France has actually slowed down, even though technology has increased. So that goes to show how much they were actually cheating and helping themselves gain that advantage.
I agree. I thought the same thing as well. Being an exercise physiologist, what strong suits do you have to have? Some of our audience might listen. I have a program called CISCO, Students Interested in Sports Career Opportunities. So if you're not the athlete, you are the person that's helping the athletes and making sure this billion-dollar industry stays afloat. So what would you tell a youngster, either someone that's older that is interested in being in athletics but they can't be the athlete, but they say, you know what, after hearing this show, I might want to go in the field of exercise physiology. What are some of their strong points, and how would they go about getting a degree in this field?
Well, first off, you don't necessarily have to be interested in athletics. It's just that's a course that a lot of people who are interested in sports for obvious reasons, take. But you just have to be interested in how the body works and how you can help people and heal people. And ultimately, that's what you do, whether you're working with an athlete or whether you're working with an 80-year-old who's rehabbing from a broken hip. You have to care about that person. The way to go about it is obviously you want to go with some sort of sports and exercise science degree. You can also look at physical therapy degrees. After you do that, you really want to intern with as many people as you can. You can never have enough experience when it comes to these sort of things. you don't just want to work in one clinic or one hospital. They will all have different approaches. They will all have different tools, and you want to go ahead and make sure that you use all of these because all of it is experience for you. After that, you can go ahead and do postgraduate certifications, which will give you some sort of specificity if that's what you're interested in. And you can even join professional bodies after that. There is a society for exercise physiologists, and you can join that. And there are others out there that you can join as well. And they will help you find jobs and put you on their professional register as well.
Okay. Well, I would also think that you might need to have some knowledge and interest in biology and the body, as you mentioned. So those are some areas that you've been encouraged to mention, that you do not have to be an athlete, obviously, or interested in, you should have an interest in athletics and rehabbing and making people feel better, but you definitely have to have a skill set in biology, the body and things like that. So that's very important. And there are many courses out there where you can get your degree. I'm going to go back to these phone lines. I'm going to go to caller 5927. Caller 5927, welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment for Carrie?
Yes. Good evening, Joanna. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. First of all, I must say that I'm in love with your accent. It's wonderful. My question for you is about Garcinia Cambogia. That's sort of the latest weight loss pill, and I just want to know what your thoughts on it, whether you think it's effective, it's a ripoff.
I didn't quite hear the actual supplement, but I'll give you my kind of thoughts on supplements. When you do take supplements, there is a psychological aspect that you have to remember. When you start to take a supplement, oftentimes you'll take it, and so that you don't waste your money, you'll end up doing what you can to make it a success. Certain supplements can be helpful. There's no doubting that. I think ultimately people should try to avoid things like that unless it's a last case scenario. Sure, there is getting help, but ultimately it comes down to working out and the right diet. Those two tools are underestimated, and we often turn to things like supplements and weight loss pills and the latest fad and things like that because we're not prepared to put the hard work and commitment in. And it's when you start to take these supplements that often you're willing to do it, whereas if you start with the hard work and commitment from the beginning, we wouldn't need such things anyway. Oftentimes, you also have to remember that a lot of these things are not FDA regulated and they're not tested, so we don't know the long-term effects of how our body will react to them. And that's why I don't necessarily endorse them, because ultimately you'll take them and then you'll do exercise and diet anyway.
Well, thank you for asking that question, caller. And you mentioned it. There's no safe for hard work. People sometimes want to take shortcuts, and there's no escape for hard work. When you're rehabbing, I'm sure you're telling your patients, especially those that might have had a knee operation or a hip operation, that there's no shortcuts to getting better. It's going to be painful. But if they follow your strategy and you implement the things that you're talking about, they will get better. And is that correct to say?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And then that goes to say also, audience, that he has put together a workout for you. The show is you do have 20 minutes to exercise. In this case, you do have 15 minutes to exercise. And that's all up on this Twitter page. And, Carrie, can you give your Twitter one more time for my audience?
Yeah, so that Twitter is Carrie, K-Y-R-I, _ Iannou, I-O-A-N-N-O-U. Now, I've done you a 15-minute exercise plan, and all you'll need to do is complete another 25%. Let's say go for a 5-minute walk or a 5-minute run up your stairs or a 5-minute run to the end of the road, and you'll have your 20 minutes mixed in with what I've already done there for you.
Well, and that's the thing. You did your part. Now they have to do their part. I have a text question that I'd like to read off to you. And so this question is, my wife is pregnant carrying a boy. People say that pregnancies will enhance performance. And if you're carrying a boy, you have higher testosterone, which means you will perform better. And that's all they said. So I guess the question is, do you know that to be true? I don't know if you're really able to answer that question, but that's the question that was sent over to me as a text about she's carrying a boy, and is that going to make her perform better because of the higher testosterone?
Unfortunately, not. Babies, as they're born, we're all born asexual, so there isn't a sex to begin with. And on top of that, obviously the testes are what actually forms testosterone, and those won't start doing that until the boy is in his adolescent stage. And as far as it even becoming a boy, if we even take it back, that just has to do, that goes back to a reproduction of X and Y. So no, it will not help her performance. But even though she's pregnant, she should continue to do some level of exercise, as it will actually help the birth and make it easier. That's what studies have shown anyway.
Well, I hope that helps out my listener. I'm going to go, and you know, you hear a lot of different things, and so often people, again, are always trying to take shortcuts and make, you know, and get good results. But in this case, there's no hard work, there's no substitutes. So after she has the pregnancy and after she has a healthy baby, I guess she has to lose the weight and just get back out there and put in the
right
training session. So, you know, lift the weights and do what she has to do to get back to that position. So I'm going to take another caller line. And caller, we want you to be brief because we have a couple more callers and our time is dwindling down. So caller 7402, welcome to the show. You're here with Madam Olympia and Kerry Iuno. Have a comment or question?
Hello?
I'm here, caller.
Hello,
have
yes,
a comment or question?
Oh, I do, actually, yes. I'm just going to be transparent. I really, really struggle with motivation. I want to work out, but a lot of time I just can't take that first step. And I'd love to get some input from you, maybe some simple tips on how I can motivate myself to exercise.
Can you answer that question, Kerry?
Sure. I try to always take it back to we can always push someone and say this is why you should do it, or there's health benefits, or there's aesthetic benefits. Whatever the reason, it differs for every person. Ultimately, the best thing to do is actually even sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and write out some reasons why you should exercise. You can start out with a very generic thing as far as it's good for your health, it's good for your heart. And you know, if you want to even go down to what is going to make you exercise? You know, if it's you want to look good when you go out to the club, if that's what makes you want to exercise, and that's what makes you want to look good, ultimately, exercising might make you look good, but it will also get you healthy. So if those are the reasons, whatever they may be, write them down, find out what one is what will get you either in the gym or even walking your dog or just becoming more active and more healthy, then that's what you need to do, and you need to always remember that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, caller, for that question. Hopefully he has motivated you, and if you can visit his Twitter page, and if you do that, you'll be able to find some workouts for you. He's done the bulk of the work. Now you have to do your part of the work as well. And, again, that Twitter page, the audience, Kerry?
It is. Yep, it is. Kerry, K-Y-R-I underscore Iannou, I-O-A-N-N-O-U. And you can also find me on Instagram at Kerry.Iannou. Either one of those, they're both posted up there, and you can see me there, and I'll be posting things regularly as far as fitness, health, and wellness are concerned.
Well, that has been a big part of his life. He's working down at the DeKalb Medical Center as an exercise physiologist. He has a business where he does his own training called PhD Therapy and Fitness, and he's currently working with coordinating a charity gold tournament called the Nike Olympic Stars and Friends. Do you want to tell us about that passion that you have with that charity?
Oh, sure, yeah. So I'm the consulting director for HD Health and Wellness, and I actually consult on various wellness initiatives within the community. As you said, we're trying to coordinate a charity golf tournament called the Nike Olympic Stars and Friends event. And what we're actually doing, we want to raise money for athletes who have represented the USA and after dedicating so much time and effort and even their own money oftentimes to attend competitions are left hugely in debt and oftentimes broke. Now, we often think of athletes as, you know, they're sponsored, they're all taken care of. And just like any sport, that's often, you know, your 1-3%, whereas the majority of them are actually working in the red. So this is actually a way that we're out there trying to raise money and trying to give back to these athletes and just thanking them, you know, for their service and how they have been to traveled internationally and been to events and represented the USA and may not have walked away with anything that they can help themselves with in life after all that.
And that's a good program to have, a good idea, a good concept, because you're right, so often the money, and then they squander the money or it goes away, and then they are left not having the resources that they once had. So this program, it appears, will bridge the gap for the athletes and try and help them along the way. So that's fantastic. I'm going to have to take a quick break, and I really don't want to take this break, but I have to take the break, and when I come back, we're going to ask one more quick question, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. But callers, the call number you know is 646-787-1680. And if you have a comment or question, please let us know. You know what, Karen? I'm going to do something that I know I shouldn't do. It is my show, Checking In with Joetta. So I'm just going to stay on here with you, if you don't mind, and we're going to ride these last 2 minutes out together. So call 5927. You've been waiting for quite some time, and I want to get to you. Call 5927. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes. I just wanted to follow up. There was someone that was talking about weight loss pills, and I know the latest craze with, like, Jennifer Hudson was that I think that Garcinia Cambogia stuff. So I just wanted to know, like, is that a good one or is that a bad one too?
Well, like I said before, a lot of these are often sometimes fads. And they are unproven and untested. And again, you want to kind of stay away from those things. The fact that you've said, well, Jennifer Hudson has endorsed it, the likelihood is that she's hired someone to get in the gym and train her and hired, you know, possibly someone to cook her food or make sure that her diet was looked after. And then afterwards, after she's lost weight and she starts looking good, they come along and say, hey, we'll pay you this. You just endorse our product. And you say you've used it. 9 times out of 10, the person that actually endorses it doesn't actually use it. And, you know, they'll get in the gym and they'll eat right and do the things that we all know we need to do and we need to work hard at. But we just want to take shortcuts like Joetta's been preaching this whole time. And like she said, there is no shortcut for hard work. There's no substitute for it.
So that's a good thing. You know, these vitamins and these pills, I'm sure they have their place, but nothing can take the place of hard work. And so, you know, make sure you do that. You do have 20 minutes to exercise. That's what we've been talking about. And if you happen to get hurt and have to rehab, find yourself a good physical therapist and exercise physical therapist person as well to make sure that you are rehabbed properly. Kerry, if you can please, before we go to the end of this show, if you could just quickly give us your information once again so we can contact you.
Sure. So I've put you guys a 15-minute workout on there. All you need to do is find another 5 minutes, and you've got a full 20-minute workout. And that's on my Twitter feed, which is Kyri, K-Y-R-I underscore Iannou, I-O-A-N-N-O-U. You can also follow me on Instagram, which is Kyri.Iannou. I've posted the routine up there for you. The more you guys that follow me, the more I'll go ahead and put stuff up for you as far as diet plans, exercise plans. This is what I do, and I do it all day long, and I love to do it. So if you need help, just contact me, and I'm there for you.
And he is really good at what he's doing. And thank you all for checking in with Joe Etta. The show is all about you. And remember, it matters not what role we take, but rather what we become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with us this evening here on Checking In with Joe Etta, the show that is all about you.